FEMA Region 10 Administrator Ken Murphy is in Alaska this week to keep an eye on disaster response for Yukon River flood victims. Murphy spoke with APRN today on the agency's ultimate goal of providing services to disaster survivors to get them back on their feet as soon as possible. As of July 21st, FEMA has paid out over $1 million in awards to individuals and households in the damaged areas.
We continue to work with each family, and I think it's important to realize that we have people up there that are case managers that are individually working one-on-one with each family, you know, to try and make sure that we understand their needs and that we can support their desires, to help them out.
Murphy says FEMA staff has completed 285 housing inspections so far. The FEMA Disaster Recovery Center in Galena is designed to facilitate the application process.
Typical one-stop shop where we try and have everybody there, the state, the city of Galena, try and answer all their questions, stop rumors, get facts, you know, so that people get help quickly. And then, as I mentioned, we do a lot of face-to-face meetings with the family, and we'll continue that process of case management till we really see that the family has gotten what they need to support their efforts to rebuild their home and their life.
Murphy says disaster survivor assistance teams on site work face-to-face with each homeowner or business owner so that even if there is no internet service or an applicant is not internet savvy, the application process runs smoothly. Murphy says federal law requires an August 26th deadline for registration with FEMA for assistance, although disaster help will continue long after that.
Some of the markers that we have is having certain things in place so that the school in Galena can open up, continue its normal education of the children. We have different markers about obviously the weather, but we're putting plans in place to try and have enough people, especially in Galena or Fairbanks, that can be there all winter long to help out. And that includes voluntary organizations, which I think are very key to the success of all of this.
FEMA works closely with the State Homeland Security Division on relief efforts in coordinating all decisions.